You usually intro it. Why are you staring at me?
I thought it was going to be different this time. Hey, everyone, and welcome back to the Booze and Bass Podcast. I'm your host, Jace. This is Madison. Okay.
Hey.
We're going to be hitting you guys with a, what is it, paranormal?
Yeah.
Okay. Paranormal podcast today.
Yeah.
Okay.
And some lifetime experience from you.
Yeah. Okay.
He said roughly. Also, if you guys have not already, our contest ends on the 30th this week. So when this goes up, it'll be tomorrow that the contest ends. So make sure you go
sign up.
Sign up. Submit.
I thought it was pretty good. For our first giveaway, I thought it was pretty good.
I agree. And I also was trying to think of a way to say submit, but not submit.
Why?
Because that doesn't sound right.
Submit?
Like...
put in your entry?
Your entry. Because, like, inquiry didn't sound right either, because we're not asking anything. Anyway, let's get into it. We're going to be talking about Alcatraz today.
Alright, sounds good.
Do you know where Alcatraz is?
I do know where Alcatraz is. San Francisco, California.
Wow. And...
what?
Can you describe the geography of it? Because isn't it kind of funky?
Yeah, so... from when I went, I remember that it was like... well, first off, Alcatraz is on an island. Like, in the middle of this bay, of San Francisco Bay. And so... honestly... you, like... hear about people trying to escape and everything. And then you look at it and you're like, oh, that's not that far. Like, I can swim. You know, but, like...
you could escape jail?
In today's age? Or, like, back in, like, 19?
Both.
Maybe back in the day I could have. Actually, no, I couldn't have. Neither today or back then I could have escaped.
You're not very confident in yourself. Why?
Not really. I'm just kind of... I'm just there and just for life.
Okay.
I don't even know what I'm saying anymore. Go ahead.
Alcatraz was originally used by various California coastal Indian tribes as an area for gathering foods, as a place... for isolation for tribal members who have violated tribal laws. The island was named the Island of Pelicans by Spanish explorer Juan Manuel... see, I tried to skip the first thing because I couldn't pronounce it. The English pronunciation is the Island of Pelicans.
So, is an Indian jail?
It was. And then it was named the Island of Pelicans.
The bird? Pelican?
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Anyway, okay. It was the most powerful fortress of Mississippi between 1850 and 1907.
West of the Mississippi?
Yeah.
You just said Mississippi.
I said in Mississippi.
You said
because I can't read. I'm having a troubled day today. Even me trying to read for pleasure today, all of my words were jumbling. You think I'm having a stroke? Should I get that checked out? Okay, anyway. Where's west of the Mississippi?
This podcast is going to be interesting. Let me tell you that. I am not in the right headspace to be doing this. You cannot read.
I apparently don't know where California is in relation to Mississippi.
I said
in ye old times, Mississippi was actually here.
First 10 seconds of the podcast. Yeah, Alcatraz in San Francisco, California.
I'm unwell. We are all well. It's unwell. It's fine. Anyway, so in 1907, the fortress became an official military prison. And in 1934, a federal penitentiary.
Okay.
Alcatraz ceased to function as a prison in 1963. Between 1969 and 1971, Alcatraz was occupied by American Indian groups advocating Indian self-determination. Today, Alcatraz is maintained by the National Park Service and open to visitors.
It is. Yep. I know that.
So.
Was that it?
Tell us. Well, that's like just like the history of it.
Oh, okay.
It's not like the ghosts and ghouls.
Yeah, so.
Stuff like that.
I know. It was funny. I went in 2019. Or 2018, and kind of took the tour and everything like that, and it was really interesting, actually, like, the history of it, and just kind of, like, seeing it in real life. I mean, there's, I don't know if you ever played...
did they lean into any of, like, the spooky aspect of it, or no?
They didn't, at all. I did the daytime tour, and they just, I did like an audio tour too, like you just put on headphones and you walk around.
Yeah.
Okay. Didn't know if you were confused or not. So I did that, but I don't know if you've ever played Call of Duty Zombies, yes. But there's a map based in Alcatraz, and the thing that got me the most like surprised was how accurate that Zombies map was to the real life Alcatraz. Like, I would have been perfectly fine if I didn't do the audio tour or whatever. I would have known how to get around because of that. So I thought that was really like cool how, you know, how like accurate it was. But I think I have a couple pictures. Maybe we'll post them on Instagram or whatever.
You can put them up on the screen.
You know what?
And if there's nothing there, it's just gonna be me.
It might be.
It might just be your hand.
Yeah, so I have a couple pictures of like the cafeteria and everything like that. A lot of the a lot of it is like signs telling you like who the inmates were. Like some of the most notable inmates were like Al Capone. You know who that is?
I was gonna say I do.
Okay.
And also I have actually a list of 7 infamous.
Oh, okay. I'll let you go over that then. I won't.
No, you could keep talking.
No, go ahead.
Talk your shit. What were you talking about?
Go ahead. Tell us the inmates.
Well, first, the Hopi, or Hopi, 19. In 1894, when Alcatraz was still operating as a military prison, the U.S. government arrested 19 Hopi men for refusing to send their children to American assimilation boarding schools, almost 1,000 miles away from their reservation in Arizona. From the late 19th century well into the 20th, the federal government followed a policy of save the man, kill the Indian, mandated that... It's so funny.
We're going to get canceled.
Mandated that indigenous families ship their children to distant boarding schools designed to erase their cultural and spiritual heritage.
Okay.
So that was the most notorious. They...
Okay, who are the next one?
Anyway. Frank...
Sinatra.
No, I'm really sorry. Al Capone.
Okay.
I can't read. Al Capone. Al Capone, you could talk your little segment since he was in here.
Oh, he was a gang member.
His podcast is a shit show, but
it's so bad. Wasn't he a gang member?
Chicago-based mobster.
Yeah. In the Prohibition era?
Yeah.
1930.
He had recruited guards to work on his payroll and enjoyed special privileges while he was there.
Yes, tax evasion.
From home-cooked meals,
tax fraud,
and bedding to unlimited access to the warden.
Yeah, that one of the things that they said in the tour was how like he kind of controlled parts of the prison.
Yeah.
And everything, and he literally was like the only. He had like this nice ass cell with like this big chair in it. And he had a guitar. He had like this and that.
He did, however, take up music and start a prison band.
Yeah, he was souped up. He was souped up.
Yeah, because all of the other prisons he was doing, it was a little less cushy at Alcatraz, but still, mm-hmm. he had a band.
Which is, it's crazy because we can do a whole like podcast on like mobsters and everything, but like Al Capone, like he did a lot bad, but then like he also did some good. You know, like, I think he did some, like, community service stuff. Like, with all the money he got, he would help, like, needy families and all that kind of jazz. Also, did a lot bad. Killed a lot of people.
Yeah.
But...
Hate to see it.
Yeah, like, seeing, like, how he was in Alcatraz and everything was kind of, like, interesting. Like, how he kind of ran it and, you know, he just kind of did his own thing. Where, like, you normally, like, would be like, wow, that's kind of crazy. If someone were to have this big chair and their
have
big cell.
Influence in prison. But yeah, so there's that.
Okay.
Robert Stroud, a.k.a. the Birdman of Alcatraz.
Yep.
He was transferred to Alcatraz in 1942. And before that, though, he had already established himself as one of the most dangerous prisoners in America. He first entered the penitentiary system in 1909 when he was convicted of murder and imprisonment. After being transferred to prison in Kansas, he had a string of hostile and violent episodes. And then it all came to head in 1916 when he stabbed a prison guard to death in front of 1,100 inmates.
That's crazy.
He then received life in prison. They put him in solitary confinement.
Which I will tell you, those are crazy.
Solitary confinement?
Yeah.
Like how?
Because it's literally just like a cell. And then there's just like this, like, maybe like 8-inch door. Like thick door. Close it, no light. Nothing. Soundproof in there. And you're just kind of sitting there in the dark 24 hours a day. I have a picture of me in one of the... the solitary confinement. But, like, the other cells are, like, it's, like, 4 stories or, like, 3 stories, and it's just rows of cells.
Yeah.
So, you know, you
I feel interact like it's one of those things that, like, you think in your head... I don't know what people think of solitary confinement, but in my head, I'm just like, oh, you're just in, a, like, a...
I think I'd prefer solitary confinement than...
I would, probably. I'm okay by myself.
Just kind of introverted like that, so... Yeah. You know, I'd kind of prefer that. Be in the dark, get to sleep all day.
Honestly, yeah.
That sounds so bad.
He did become a self-taught ornithologist.
Oh, okay.
Studying the drawing and breeding of canaries. His hobby became so consuming that Stroud was allowed to breed the birds and maintain a lab inside his cell. In this lab, Stroud authored 2 books on canaries and contributed observational research that would later benefit the overall study of the bird. By the time he came to Alcatraz in 1942, he was already known as the Birdman.
So, oh, he didn't do that in Alcatraz. The birds.
Yeah.
That's crazy, man.
But, like, it's more so the fact, though, that, like, people are just coming up, they're just picking up new hobbies.
What else are you gonna do in solitary confinement?
I don't know. I don't know what I would do. I feel like... because also you don't have like TikTok or anything, you know.
Yeah.
No, but I'm saying like.
I think I'd pick up singing or something.
Because there's. Okay, why?
Oh.
Why not like dancing? You could at least. Because
I can't
something.
Dance in the dark.
You can sing.
You can sing. Yes, you can sing in the dark.
You can dance
yes.
in the dark.
Yeah, but you don't know where the wall's gonna be, so you might bump into the wall.
Yeah, but who are you singing to?
Like, I think I would focus on like fitness too.
Okay.
Why'd you do that?
Do what?
Like, you might as well... just, like, push-up sit-ups, that's it.
Okay.
Like, you might... because you might as well, like, you don't
do
have...
not use... don't they have, like, a prison gym?
Yeah, but if you're in solitary confinement, you're in
do
your
do you get
room.
To go to other people, though?
I don't... there's a reason why you're in solitary
no, but
confinement!
I didn't know if that meant that you got to live solitarily. Or if it was, like, you know...
yeah, we're gonna put you by yourself, but you know, we're gonna allow you to be with other people
but
too.
No, but like, it's a little, like, that's just mean. Like, can't he just, like, for like a little bit, like a little gym hour, he can't find a friend?
No, because then he'd kill.
Well, they should give him therapy. I have a whole thing about the prison system. Let's
go listen to this guy deep. And
anyway, no, really. Anyway, Morton Sobel.
Okay.
He was sent to Alcatraz after being convicted alongside Julius and Ethel Rosenberg of espionage on behalf of the Soviet Union.
Oh, okay.
Though nailed for conspiracy, Sobel wasn't convicted of providing the Soviet Union with stolen nuclear secrets like the Rosenbergs. However, the FBI director called his offense the crime of the century. He downplayed the secrets he gave the Soviets as only defensive radar and artillery devices rather than the stuff that could be used to attack our country.
Oh.
So, yeah, no, he went there.
What a lad.
We have Ellsworth Bumpy Johnson. He was reigned as the godfather of Harlem after he was sentenced to a 15-year stint for a drug conspiracy conviction. He served majority of the sentence at Alcatraz after being released on parole in 1963. He claimed before he left, he played a known role in one of Alcatraz's most famous escape attempts.
I think so.
There's been... there was an article that said 14 breakout attempts from the island. Yeah. How many do you think... like, how many do you think have been successful? Like, is it 14 attempts because there haven't been any? Or do you think that there have been some?
So, I think this is where the conspiracy aspect of this comes in. Okay. And I think there's only one escape be, which I don't know how I don't know if you like read about it or anything like that. But like I said earlier, like it's an island, so you have to swim. And I don't know if you've been in the water, and like San Fran, like California, more specifically like San Francisco.
Well, I was gonna say
it's cold.
Even when we went to LA or Venice Beach, did we go to?
Yeah.
Even when we went to Venice Beach, it was the middle of summer, and the water was, like, choppy. Yeah. And, like you said, cold.
Yeah, it's, like, the Pacific Ocean is just cold. Yeah. And so, like, it's so cold that, like, people surf, but they need wetsuits to, like, not die from hypothermia. Right. Or whatever. But, like, with that cold, the current will suck you out into the Pacific Ocean, and you're just done. You'll drown. And if that doesn't get you... So many great white sharks are in that water because it's in the Bloody Triangle. There's so many seals.
Would you rather get eaten by a shark to your death or drown?
Probably eaten by a shark.
I would want to get eaten by a shark if it was, like, quick. Like, they, like, hit me right in, like, the heart or something.
Okay.
Well, because drowning scares me.
I think my two fears are drowning and getting set on fire.
I wish... Just swear to God, thinking that, because I was like that. Like,
I feel like they're pretty much the same.
Because especially
thing.
Since I've heard when you get set on fire,
I think that's the worst.
That
pain.
You can still, you're still aware that you're completely on fire because it takes a while to like burn.
Yeah,
your, like,
I'm pretty sure that's like the
like awareness or whatever.
Worse, or that's the most painful way to die or something like that. I think.
Yeah, that would scare me.
But yeah, so sharks, current, cold water, and like choppy water. That's probably what's going to do you. And I remember there's like four people that like tried to escape, and they did, and they were never found again. So the conspiracy about it is that they either escaped or they didn't.
Well, because here's the like couple of them. Like one of them says that like these two, it says they filed their way through Flatiron Prison window bars and raced for the San Francisco Bay. Unfortunately, their timing couldn't have been worse. A particularly bad sea storm is believed to have swept them away.
Yeah.
Like they just don't know.
And their rafts are built out of rain jackets and stuff. So it's, like, really makeshift.
Because then there's, like, others, like this. It says, Bayless was out on garbage detail when he decided to make a run for it, but one hit of the frigid waters proved too much as Bayless quickly reconsidered and gave up. One failed attempt wasn't enough to permanently deter Bayless, however. While appearing in court to appeal his sentence, he tried unsuccessfully to escape the courtroom. He tried Ted Bundying that shit right out the window.
Yeah, bro.
He did not get far. So it looks like it's, like, half of them, it's like, no, we know what happened to them. The other one's like, they disappeared, but no one's ever seen them, so probably died.
Yeah, no, Alcatraz is definitely haunted. You know, after all, like, the, like you said, the stabbing, or the inmate stabbings and all that.
Yeah, like, I feel like it's one of those things that, like, I feel like these people also, the people that are getting put in Alcatraz are, like, the worst of the worst.
Oh, yeah.
So it's, like, it's not like, they most likely would be able to withstand enough if they survived, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like they have to have just, like, died by the water, because imagine being, like... Because it's almost like, what's better? Just, like, waiting out in prison for the next however long? I guess if you... Or, like, if you have, like, life and no chance of getting out.
So you're saying you might as well escape? Try to escape?
Well, I was going to say, like, what's your benefit? Like, it's different. Like, I feel like people that are stupid that are, like... They're in there for, like, petty theft. Or not petty theft, but, like, you know.
What do you mean?
Like, those two, like, were, like, the Oklahoma robbers. That, yeah, they did other stuff with it, but, like...
Are you saying that, like, if you had sentenced to life in prison, you'd literally just kill someone?
I mean, at some point, I might just not give a fuck. What else is gonna happen?
I think that...
Genuinely, what else is gonna happen? I'm in here for life. What are you gonna do? Double prison me?
There was one... I don't know, it was on TikTok, and there's, like, a TikToker that, like, he went to jail... Then he also, like, will interview other people that went to jail.
Is he the one that, like, thought he had, like, 14 or, like, 12 years left in his sentence, and then that day he got out?
I'm not sure.
There's, like, a TikToker that was, like, in prison for, like, a life sentence or something like that, or, like, whatever, or 25 year, and he didn't, like, the day of, I don't know his full story, but basically he's like, they're like, oh, what did you do your last day in prison? He goes, I woke up like every other day. I thought I had 12 more years. And he goes, and I was digging out. Like, imagine, like,
that would be just a great,
like,
feeling.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I can't even imagine that feeling of, like, damn.
But the only thing that's a prank. But
yeah, don't do that.
No, the other guy was saying that one of the guys he was in with, he was serving, like, a life sentence. He was year 25 or whatever. And he had this pen that he would write to, like, his daughter with, at, like, every single day or, like, how, like, every week or whatever for the past 25 years. And one of the security guards, or, like, one of the officers or whatever in the prison, took his pen and was like, you know, get up, or, like, you know, just do something else, or, like, go back to your cell or whatever. And the dude was like, the dude that was writing was like, oh, hell no, you're not doing that. And literally took the pen back and started stabbing him and just killed him right there. And, like, at that point, you're like, one, it's a respect thing, and then two, like, he ain't got nothing to lose.
Right.
Like, if you give him the death penalties, like, okay, cool. But, it, like, if you give him, like, life again, like, okay. Like,
well, that's the thing. Like, I feel like
that's dangerous. That's scary. You, like, can't mess with people like that.
No, and, like, that's the thing. Like, people are like, oh, well, what are they going to do? It's almost like when you quit a job and you, like, put in your 2 weeks and it's like you're talking shit about the job and they're like, and someone's like, oh, my God, so-and-so's in the other room. What the fuck are they going to do? Retroactively fire me? Like, they ain't going to do shit. But, like, so, but, okay, so then I guess my follow-up to tie it with, like, the ghosts of Alcatraz. Do you think the ghosts of Alcatraz are people that tried escaping, they didn't make it, or they, like, died escaping, like, some people got shot because from the guards or whatever? Like, do you think it's, like, ghosts that tried escaping and now they're just kind of stuck in limbo between, like, the ocean and Alcatraz because they don't know they're dead? They didn't actually make it?
Oh, like a purgatory kind of thing?
Yeah, like, they don't know that they didn't make it out of Alcatraz. Or do you think it's one of those situations where the people that, like, did get caught and, like, did get shot and whatever, like, they are the ghosts?
I think it's a mix of everyone. I think some of them are, like, inmates, and also some of them are guards or, like, staff members.
Yeah.
So, like, guards that were murdered there, or, like, staff members that may have gotten sick and died there or whatever.
And because originally, since it was, like, for severe punishment for violations of tribal law, like, that also comes with its own, like, set of deaths that took place before Alcatraz was turned into, a prison.
The Rock. That's what they call it.
Yeah.
The Rock.
So it's, like, it says that they have, including, like, sounds of sobbing and moaning, terrible smells, like, report of what they called the Thing, which is an entity that appears with glowing eyes, the reports of phantom prisoners and soldiers.
So the Thing is what I'd be scared of.
Yeah, exactly, because it's like, what is that? What is that thing? What is
definitely
that?
A demonic, like, figure.
It says the cries heard by the warden and guests were described as coming from inside the walls of the dungeon, of a woman sobbing, of people, like while he was doing a tour, people heard, like, women sob, like, whatever. And then it says, just as the sobbing stopped, an icy cold wind blew through the group. Like, apparitions have been seen outside of the warden's house.
Yeah.
A ghostly man suddenly appears them in a gray suit, brimmed cap, and sporting mutton chop sideburns. It's reported that the lighthouse will suddenly appear on foggy nights with a whistling sound and a flashing green light. What else? Hearing phantom cannons and gunshots accompanied by screams, like, that were so real that the seasoned guards, like, went around the grounds because they thought people were getting, like, attacked. They would hear, like, gunshots and stuff that sounded so real that they would, like, take cover because they thought that they were getting,
that's crazy, again,
attacked. Like, that's crazy. Imagine hearing a gunshot that is so close. That's kind of, like, I've talked about on here, about, like, when I was in St. Augustine,
mm-hmm.
that it's, like, I was, like, damn, who would bring their kids to like a ghost haunt at 9 o'clock at night. That's so inappropriate. Because they were, the laughs of the children were so close that I was like, oh my God, someone brought their kids to a tour just to find out they were ghosts. Like, when you see or hear things like that, it is crazy only because, like, there's literally no else to, like, no way else to describe it other than, like, man.
I feel like I have to experience something like that because there's, like, that's what I want, like, just to hear that, like, gunshot. It's like, what was that?
It says, like, this says, another reported was, like, a smell of smoke came from a deserted laundry room as if something was on fire. When they investigated, the black smoke was so thick it drove the guards from the room, and then minutes later it was completely smoke-free. Like,
and it's so crazy because I bet those guards were like, damn it, no one's gonna believe us after this.
No, because, like, imagine seeing something like that. Like, literally, especially, like, so long ago, there was no cameras. There wasn't, like, a Ring camera. There wasn't, like, security cameras where it's like, oh my God, look at that. It's like, there's literally no explanation. You literally just have to, as a group, agree that you saw what you saw.
I think as long as it's, like, consistent with it. Like, here's the thing that would get me, like, would make me believe it was real. Like, now it's kind of, like, hard to believe, I guess.
Yeah.
But, like, if it was, like, undocumented, like, that wasn't documented, and, like, someone else, like, I knew of that, and then someone else went in and was like, wow, there was smoke down there. Like, that was really weird. Then I'd be like, oh, wow, there might actually be something.
Like, oh, this is... like, this says, like... the notorious D block of the prison is said to have been and continues to be the most haunted block in all the prison.
Yes, D block, okay. Yep,
and
it
says it became known as the treatment unit comprised of 42 cells with varying degrees of restrictions. All prisoners there were no contact with the general population. 36 of the cells were virtually like the others, however... Inmates were not allowed to work nor go to the mess halls for meals. They were allowed only one visit of the recreation yard and two showers each week, and all meals were served in their cells. So their only diversion was reading of prison-approved material. These cells faced the Golden Gate Bridge, which from fierce cold winds often blew.
Mm-hmm.
Off one guard who worked D block was known to turn on the air conditioning to make it colder for those confined on the block.
Damn.
And then it says 5 of the 6 remaining cells in D block were known as strip cells, but were more often referred to as the hole, reserved for the most severe offenders of prison rules. They were located in the coldest place in the prison, contained only a sink, a toilet, and a low wattage bulb that the guards could turn off. The prisoners' mattresses were taken away during the day, and they were not allowed at any time in the yard, or showers or given reading materials. Inmates could be sentenced to as many as 19 days down there, completely isolated. And then the last strip cell, known as the Oriental, was the most severe punishment the prison could assign, assuring complete deprivation of all senses. Inmates were placed naked in the cell, given a restricted diet, and confined in a pitch-black cold environment. Although a sleeping mattress was allowed at night, it was removed at dawn each morning. Inmates were usually only subject to this degree of punishment for only 1 or 2 days. But a former guard who worked at the prison in the 1940s reported the guards often saw a man dressed in late 1800s prison attire walking the hallway next to the strip cells. On one occasion, when an inmate was locked in the hole, he immediately began to scream that someone with glowing eyes was in there with him.
That would be scary.
Mm-hmm. It says... It became a practical joke among the guards that they... basically ignored them. It says the inmates' screams had continued well into the night when they were suddenly replaced by total silence. When the guards inspected the cell the following morning, the convict was found dead with a terrible expression on his face and noticeable handprints around his throat. The autopsy revealed that the strangulation was not self-inflicted.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Because I was gonna say, like, maybe that could have been, like, a hallucination.
It says at the time they thought that it was just like a guard who just got over it, basically. But, like, through investigation and stuff, there was, like, no way that could have happened, which is crazy. Imagine being locked up in, like, the scariest place as it is and then getting killed by a demon. I'd be pissed.
Bro, I can't imagine being in this, like, small cell and then you're at one end of the corner and then you just, like, look up and there's just eyes. like glowing eyes at the other corner, and you're like,
what do you do?
Like, yeah, what do you do? Like, you can't bang on like the door or anything.
No, they don't give a fuck.
That's crazy. It says
that cell 14D is often 12 and 14 are the most active. 14 is often reported to be almost 20 degrees colder than the rest of the cells in the block.
Which, I don't know if you know this about San Francisco. Mm-hmm. When they're saying, like, it's cold, like, in the coldest spot, San Francisco is cold. Like, it's always cold.
Is California, because when we went to California, because when I think of California, I think of, like, sunny beaches, like, 80 degrees.
Yeah.
But when we went in summer, though, it was, like, 60.
Yeah, that was just because we went in, like, a weird time.
But there's no time in Florida in June or July that it's below 80.
That's true. Well, yeah, I think...
Like, I expected California to be like Florida.
It is, most of the time. We just went on a bad time. But, like, San Francisco...
California apologist.
San Francisco is actually, like, a good low 70s. Summer, fall, winter, spring. Like, it doesn't get any higher, it doesn't get any lower. Or maybe it gets lower, but, like... It gets cold, and like you're out there on sea breeze, like it's a lot colder than what it seems like.
I believe it, because especially since there's no blocking, like there's nothing blocking the sea.
Yeah,
it's just picking up wind and cold from the air and just going straight. I just punched that, so sorry if you heard bad audio that I just punched.
Oh my god!
I apologize. Anyway, you know what I mean? Like it's not. It's that's reckless. Very reckless.
So, are we going to Sally House or are we going to night tour at Alcatraz?
Honestly, I would be down for either because prisons fascinate me.
Do you want to go to prison?
Maybe. Tune in next week where I go to prison.
What is the show called? 60 Days In or something like that?
I would not do well in prison. Actually,
Scared Straight? We'll
do I would. That. I think I would do okay in prison.
You think so?
Really? Only because I'm pretty low maintenance. Like, I don't think I would try to, like, fight anybody. I feel like I could make friends with people easily.
You don't think you'd beat someone's bitch?
I probably would, but that would be fine. I'm low maintenance.
Okay.
I'll be someone's bestie. I don't care. What are you going to do?
No, they'll literally come
up... Be a prison guard.
They'll literally come up to you and be like, hey, Madison, I don't like that girl over there. Can you go handle her? And you'd be like, yeah, I'll go talk to her. And they're like, no. Here's this.
Gonna,
and it's literally a
what's
shame.
What's going to end up happening is they're going to, like, send me. I'm going to end up being, like, the peacekeeper. I'm going to be like, Sharon, she didn't mean that, okay? She was just upset. She loves your what you guys are doing, your group. No, I think I could bring peace.
Okay.
I
think we could bring peace. We'll test it next week. So. Yeah. When it's just booze
I'm
on.
I'm going to stab you. Exactly. See what happens. Do you think you could last?
No. I mean, I probably could, but, like, do I want to test it? No, not really.
Obviously, I've never been to prison, and I'm sure it's exactly how it is, but also, like, if we did anything, I don't think it would land us in prison like Alcatraz. Like, the people that were going to Alcatraz were, like...
Oh, like murder.
Like, 40 years. Like, we're behind.
Yeah.
We're behind on the times to be criminals to go to Alcatraz.
Yeah.
We should have started... Like, I should have started, like, 10 years ago.
Damn. I think, honestly, Alcatraz, for me, honestly, the gift shop was really cool.
Okay.
I'm not gonna lie, I got a cup, like, a little inmate cup. It was pretty
good. Oh, like the ones that you tried?
Yeah. It's metal and everything. It's kind of sick. And then I got a warden's key.
Oh, I love that.
And, like, it's huge. Like, that. It's, like, a replica warden's key.
How big?
It's huge. Like, this big, maybe?
Would you ever be a warden?
That'd be kind of sick.
Honestly, like, I see some of the TikToks. Some of those prisons, they seem fun.
I think I'd be friends with some of the, like, the inmates. That's but, like, not in a corrupt way, but just, like, no, hey, y'all. Like, hey, what's your favorite football team? And they're like, oh, you know, Jets. I'd be like, oh, okay, cool. I'm Broncos fan. Like, and then I'd be like, oh, I just watched the Jets game. No, you couldn't see it, but they just lost. You know.
My problem would be is that I would want to, like, bake them something or
anything. Oh my
no,
gosh.
Like he told me why he murdered him. It wasn't. You need to hear him out. Harold didn't mean it. They're like, who the hell is Harold? They said murder. I said Harold. Nice guy.
But yeah, we'll go to San Francisco.
Yeah, we'll see if we can get. We'll go to the Hillsborough County Jail just to see if we can.
No, not Alcatraz, but
We have to start off somewhere.
See, and then if we don't like, if Alcatraz is too scary or something like that, we just go to the Ghirardelli chocolate store on the mainland.
That's fine. I'll do that. I'll pussy out. I'll say anyway. See ya.
It's definitely, I mean, I'm just saying this because I want to go back, but like I think we should look into it.
I would be down.
Or Atchison, Kansas.
One of them is happening. I have to figure out which one. Honestly, I'm just trying to get flung, either by a prisoner or a doll or a little girl. Anything.
Ooh.
Even if it's just me dressing up as Raggedy Ann and just pushing you down some stairs, that's what we're that's doing. It.
That's it.
Yeah.
Just I need to get physically harmed.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's fine. On that note, thank you so much for listening today about our Alcatraz episode. Make sure to subscribe to our channels. Make sure to go to Instagram and enter our contest if you haven't already for a chance to win a Bears and Base sticker and a $10 gift card to a place of your choice. And yeah, thanks for listening. Bye.